Casting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barton is my name, and I should give out the phone number. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we've got Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
PJ, good evening.
Aye, aye.
I'm doing well. I wanted to call in because I wanted to share our thinking as it moves on being proactive and in regards to this carbon fee that came up that I reported on last week. We've been thinking hard on the subject. And looking at, I started looking into different servers and how they're implementing the 5G, and we're already getting the smart meters in Thurston County, our county. There's debate over that, and then there's a timeline for the broadband test, July 2019, to have it up and going. So that's the push, and that's the date that they want to test run it all. So within this timeline, I'm just thinking...
Give us that date again. When is that date?
July 2019. That's the official test run.
Is that for 5G?
Yes.
Oh, my God. all over the state?
Well, I was looking at a cross country, like it was within this, in the state's boundaries, but they plan on where they're getting it up and running. They have a test date and they have a timeline, and these companies will be charged, and there'll be a higher cost if they don't get it test run and report back to how it's functioning at that date. So I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to share that. So it kind of just set this scope of, okay, we got to get ahead of this game. And as far as our carbon fee, me and Brian have been thinking, you know, encouraging, if this passes, and I was looking at along the states, which states are most likely to push it forward, and if Jay Inslee becomes the president, pushes it across the country, really what it is encouraging, we see an opening of, you know, getting as far out as you can from these urban settings and using that carbon fee because there's credits, and utilizing, there could be credits that could help people along. And our vision is like,
the hillbilly heaven. Tell us how that, it gives a practical example how that would work.
Sequestering by making biochar, and that's a fact. It's sequestering. There's a lot of different information out there, but what we're doing in our life.
How could you get money from that? Is that the electricity board giving you money or what?
It would be, well, because the fee would be there, the exemptions are for sequestering. There's exemptions. So within this 38 pages, I read that monies will be distributed for people sequestering. And, I haven't gotten as far as the logistics, but what we're visioning is the hillbilly heaven. And that's you're making your wood stove. You've got your wood stove generating the heat or some sort of kiln to make your char. That's heating your greenhouse because you're growing your own food. You are getting a piece of ground, either you're sharing or you're looking to get a piece of land somehow, but you're growing it out of the weather because there's a lot of stuff coming down from the sky. I'm seeing just like people reporting. I was researching field studies on biochar because it was requested from me. Can you send me a whole bunch of field studies? Because it's a greenhouse that we're looking for other demonstration sites because the fire department just told us they've gotten so many. They're regulated to only burn their own brush on the property, so we can't bring enough brush. We can't bring brush onto the fire department's property to do a demonstration burn. So that got shut down. So we're looking for an alternative property outside of the urban growth boundary to burn, because the urban growth boundaries are slowly coming, changing in our vicinity. So that's how they're doing it. And then with that, if you can get in a place where you can burn, you can make fire, making biochar, heating a greenhouse, a hot tub, distilling your water, keeping your worm bins warm, you know, you can create this little microcosm of you can live, you can survive. So these are ideas that we're kicking around, and to the extent that we can, while we are on inhabiting this property and cultivating the ground and thinking ahead to, well, somehow we're in correspondence with other people that are looking to employ biochar, and they're looking into the research. So I'm doing research with that. So that's what I'm calling. I want to share. It's just like think forward, getting ahead in terms of this is doable. Like a wallaby, you know, a greenhouse doesn't.
You just not beg the question that you need a website for this biochar on its own based on yourself there. You really do need what would you refer people to? You have to refer people to some data on a site to follow
up
on this.
Well, right now, cutting edge biochar documentary that I just saw, and it's made well. There's no way that I can become a videographer overnight. It's called Dirt Rich. Mercola put it out just like yesterday. It's wonderful. It's called Dirt Rich, and there's a free view on Vimeo until October 12th. We put it on the chat in Storm Shelter this morning. Mer did it. She posted it. It is available on Mercola's site. And it's wonderful. It goes through many different countries of biochar production and all the attributes for it. So that's one. And then Living Web Farms in New England, they have a great setup generating heat for their greenhouses, because keeping food growing out of the weather, that's what it looks like. And to keep it warm, you're utilizing that energy, that heat. And that heat can also become the gas of fire. They're using wood vinegar. Like, they've got a very clean unit. So, yeah, there's some engineering with how they're doing it. There's so many different ways of doing it. But Skill Cult in California, he's like, just burn it. Do it right there on the ground. You just need a water source to put it out. It becomes a pit. He digs a huge trench, makes a fire in it, and then just throws debris in there, and it becomes a growing bed. He does have greenhouses. He's growing food outside of the weather. We are too. Mm-hmm. Ideally, it's just the above ground crops need to be above ground, you know, out of the weather. We're eating root crops. You know, it's under the ground, and I'm peeling them, but it's like Tony, you know, the warnings that we're getting from, like, Tony Pantelaresco, that, like, these nanoparticulates are embedded in anything growing above ground. So, you know, I'm using precaution. I'm trying to be forward thinking. And
you definitely need a website to promote based on yourself and what you're doing. I will refer to it. In fairness, I need a website for this, which I've never done on this program. But the Chitango, I can't deal with, because I find it impossible to. It's an annoying site the way it works. But there needs to be something much more coherent than Chitango. If you put up a website, maybe I should have a very basic website put up. It's a bit late now. I'm 3 years doing this, but. Just to give all the knowledge you have, to put it up there and refer people to it, and people won't remember 80% of what you say on the program or what I say. You know, that's the way people are. And I ran out an article there about the IQ of people is dropping all the time, and the attention span of people is dropping from 12 seconds to 8 seconds. People only can thoroughly concentrate for 8 seconds at a time, according to Pew Research. So all these other problems that you know and I know, it's and what we're fighting. But I'm not talking down to you, but you do need a website for this. And maybe we put one up together on to do with this program. That might be it. But I need a web person to do that. Yeah.
Right.
A message. Hold on there. So no, that's a lot of information, all in one piece. I'm just typing in a message to the board up here. This deadline. Explain again what that deadline of July 2019. That is the deadline for the state to be fully wired up to 5G. Is that it? July 19, 2019.
I was actually I just kept on going. I went down a rabbit hole when I started to look into communications in this vicinity, and I Googled. This was a couple days ago, so, everything happens in between. But it was actually like a server company. It wasn't Verizon. It was another group. And I just clicked on the 5G, and it was just kind of like, if you're with our company and you're with this policy, I was looking into the legislation I looked at the FCC site. That's where I was. I didn't take notes here. But I was looking into FCC and the legislation with 5G. That's where I started my search. And that's where I came to, hundreds of pages for them to push this legislation for 5G to override state and local, and the terms that's where we are. The terms that they created to override state and local authorities to push 5G, and the terms were: this is what we're doing, and you're all on board. No way around it. We're testing. It was hard. Yeah,
I know. It's just like, there's a simple thing here. The Water Authority in Britain, we have a very, very strong regulators of all the authorities in Britain who are independent, and they can find these authorities, the train companies, the water companies, the electricity companies. But the worst one is the water company. And I'm a member of the Consumer Society, which is Which magazine, WHICH. That's one of the finest interrogating consumer reporting magazine. It's totally independent. It's owned by the membership, and they're very, very good, but they can't report on the water industry because it's not a proper contract. And I have a full-blown dispute with a local water company. We're sending outrageous bills for multiple occupancy buildings, and then if they have delinquent clients in that building, they load the other bills up, the other people. And water is, I'll just tell you a brief story, boring. Water is charged out at £2 a cubic meter, £2 for 1,000 litres, which is dirt cheap. But I'm all for not having the government in your life, but it's well worth having a water meter in the UK, because otherwise they'll jack up your bill. But 50% of the bill, 58%, is for sewage charges that they're supposed to be in charge of. And I'm taking them on there. I hope to have a class action case against them by the end of the year. But the water industry here has been privatized. That's the problem. And some of them are owned by Arabs and Middle East countries. And it's, again, it's another outrage. But again, it's a reasonably awake country here on things. But it's like the water charges in Ireland nearly virtually derailed the last government. They lost the majority. The last government in Ireland, took over after the collapse when the existing Fianna Fáil government ran the country to destruction, let a property boom get out of our hand, and it bust the banks, it bust everything. But now we've got the Irish Parliament is full of independent members of Parliament and many parties, and the government are in power with four or five parties, and they're supported by the opposition so as they can hold a government. But they lost a massive majority over introducing water charges in a recession. So, but it's a very active community. I don't live there anymore. In the Republic of Ireland, people come onto the streets, and there's now the housing boom has started again, and there's a housing problem. So it's riven with activism, put it that way, et cetera, et cetera. But what do you think? Will people wake up to the, of course, if the mainstream media are not covering it, what percentage of the people do you think realize that how damaging 5G is in Washington State?
Well, I was hearing like the alternative publicity. Well, no, it wasn't alternative. It's the mainstream publicity, and it's giving everyone the convenience they've been looking for, and they're going to want it, and they're going to be excited about it, especially the young folks. You know, downloading a movie in a second is all powerful. The perspective and no question beyond how it affects, you know, and those are still people.
As I said right now, this program, you know, we're on the precipice of a mental deluge. It's already underway of young people who need mental health care because they've lived their life 10 or 20, even if they're 18 or so, they're 10 years on the internet. And it's affecting them mentally, their emotional deprivation, and you know, all the related problems. But again, 5G is an outrage. But you're saying that the carbon credit can work to your advantage. That's what you're saying.
If it passes, this can be an avenue to explore, think about, utilize, and it could be to use the system against itself, because that money's got to go somewhere. They're estimating by 2030 $1 trillion generated in Washington State from carbon fees.
You're kidding, yeah. Well, I'm looking for an article here to speak, which you triggered a thing in my mind. I'm riffing tons of stuff here. Social credits. Just bear with me, and I'll come to it now in a second, which is using the system against technology. Yeah, I'll read it out now and then stay in a few minutes when we finish this. How to have power over big tech companies and still use their products. And who's writing this article? Joe Jarvis. I'll see if he comes on to that point later on in an article before the end of the program. But just to follow up on what you say there. Okay, very good. But I've been neglectful, involved in too many things here. And I write a researcher involved in many, many areas. And I maybe overload this program with too much stuff. But for the next part of the program, I'm going to give out the better part of natural news is things that benefit your health. That's the rest of the program for today. And then this article, I'll check it. And I'll report to you during the week. Is that okay? How to use big tech, how to have power over big tech. I'd like to hear that. The article is on Activist Post. If you go into Activist Post when you go off the phone now, go into Activist Post, and the title of the article is How to Have Power Over Big Tech. And this article is written on September 27th, and it'll see what's in the article there. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
And I will talk to you during the week about a website. I'm delinquent in not putting up a website to attach this program, but I'll see if we can find, if Jim Lee is in good health, maybe put up a basic website for us. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Take care.
Well, good on you. Thanks a lot, Gemma. Thank you. Good.
Bye.
But I just perused. I don't get to pre-read all these articles. There's just too much to do. But Joe Jarvis is writing that article. It's just an angry customer would be enough. I'll have to do it separately. But anyway, after this break, we're coming up to a break soon. I'll read out the rest of the program on the best aspects of natural news of the remedies they put out to benefit your health. I've never really done it to a great degree, but I'll do it for the rest of the program. So as people don't get depressed, I don't do it enough. But and how to beat cancer. Mike Adams has a very advanced three video series called How to Opt Out of Cancer. That sounds outrageous. How to opt out of cancer, meaning don't take the treatments that have been given to you by your local doctors and big pharma, which are basically designed to keep you alive but eventually kill you. But they ban the word cure, C-U-R-E. Anybody who writes up a science paper and uses the word cure, they will be gone after relentlessly and their medical license taken off them. Okay, we're coming to the first break of the third hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're coming back in from the first break of the third hour. And we're talking to Jenna there in Washington about opportunities she sees in demonic legislation about carbon on one level. But we'll see how that goes, and we'll see. We'll get, definitely try and get a joint website up. But for the rest of the program, I'll read out good news, good news, good news. The best aspect of natural news and what's on that site about improving your health and healing yourself through nutrition. And one of the many ones I have here is, do your knees hurt? A scientific shows black cumin seed oil reduces knee pain. Well, the other one as well is Mount Red Deer Velvet. It completely grows the regrows the sinew in your knees. Nothing else will. Experiencing knee pain, ditch harmful drug pain relief and use natural pain relievers instead. A study published in the Journal of Complementary Therapies in clinical practice has found that black cumin oil is safe and effective natural treatment for knee pain. Well, a lot of people have just worn knees from maybe working in construction or another one I go on about endlessly, people sitting in bad chairs. Good God, sitting in a bad chair and have to haul yourself out of the chair, say 10 times a day by 365 times a year. So let's say that's 3,500 times in 1 year. You're pulling hell out of your hip joint, regardless of your age. And modern cars with all the comforts and safety features, especially in the UK here, the German cars we drive here, they're all low slung to the road. The roof line is very low and you have to bend down and climb up out of them. which is totally, unless you're driving a high suspension vehicle, modern cars do your hip in, do an awful lot of damage to you. And I've said it to people, boring people to tears, that as you become an adult, you should never sit in a chair below you at the back of your knee. And as you get older, right up to the bottom of your bum cheek, the chair should get higher and higher. Otherwise, you're damaging your hip. It's very simple. Do you think your average GP would tell people that, or put some signs in his waiting room amongst all the crap, hundreds of useless publications and signs they have in doctors' waiting rooms? I mean, they are not. Health is something they're not really interested in. And I know that to my cost. I was nearly killed 3 times by doctors over the years. Anyway, this thing about knee pain. In a study research from Selkirk University, wherever that is, in Turkey, assessed an analgesic effect of black cumin oil in older people with knee pain. They recruited 60 participants experiencing knee pain for the study. The participants were randomly divided into two groups, the treatment group and the control group. The participants in the control group continued their routine prescription for knee pain, while the treatment group on natural medicine applied black cumin oil to their knees 3 times a week for a period of 1 month. The researchers compared the severity of knee pain on the participants on the first day of the study to the 30th day, 1 month. Based on the results of the application of black cumin oil on the knees significantly reduced the severity of pain of the treatment group. This led to researchers to conclude that black cumin oil possesses pain relief properties that are effective to treatment of knee pain. Well, that'll be a massive use in sports injuries, which is a big industry that the medical profession like to make money out of, having no training whatsoever. They're experimenting on you for their training. And it's the many benefits of black cumin oil. Black cumin oil, black seed oil, is an oil extracted from seeds in black cumin, C-U-M-I-N, cumin, a plant native to South and Southwest Asia, a secret miracle heal-all remedy. And it says it boosts immunity, regulates chemical cholesterol, fights bacteria and infection. That's put on the outside of the body, reduces inflammation, cuts cancer risk, enhances cognition. Ooh, my cumin oil. And keeps the liver healthy, prevents diabetes, and supports skin health. That's one hell of a list. But the other item that has been on for many, many years, and it's what we call them, Nutri-Medical deal with it, from New Zealand, mountain red deer velvet. Red deer velvet, they've shortened the name to now. It's the only thing in the world that will overhaul and repair the sinews of the knee from wear and tear. Or you've smashed it in an accident, it'll have to be built surgery-wise. But mountain red deer velvet, that is a massive input for healing the joints. Anyway, another one from Natural News. The evidence is clear. Saffron is scientifically proven therapeutic spice that can be used for a variety of diseases. And they're listing them here with a paragraph against each one. They're saying weight loss, mood improvement, Alzheimer's disease and management, and women's problems. But I'm mislaying an item here. I will try and find it. Cancer prevention, psoriasis and treatment, blood pressure control. That is from the saffron. And I just have to go back into my computer here while I'm talking. It's hard to do it. And I just kind of find an article that's the Welsh company in the Brecon Beacons, not too far away from me, have developed a product from daffodil juice that halts the advance of dementia. And I'll just go in and get it here. Here we are. Yeah, after the break, we're coming to the first break here, and I'll do this after the break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Back in with AgriBook there, only you. I found the article I was looking for. It's not actually printed on the internet hardly at all, but there's been a discovery in Wales, where I am here, in the UK, and a small little organisation has put together a new product, and it's made from daffodil juice, and it's called Galantamine, G-O-L-A-N-T-A-M-I-N-E, and it is a fantastic... It brings dementia to a halt in people. Elderly people are showing the early signs of dementia. This galantamine product is made from a special type of daffodil grown at a special altitude, 1,100 feet, and it was profiled in the BBC Countryfile program on the 19th of August 2018. I write up these notes for myself. Give on to people, but it's fantastic results, and people I've interviewed who had know that they themselves had the early signs of dementia. It puts a holding position on them and they do not deteriorate any further. And it's called Galantamine, G-O-L-A-N-T-A-M-I-N-E. And there's a company in the Brecon Beacons in Wales. Next week I'll give the name of the company. It's not a pharmaceutical company, but they are selling that now around the world. It's doing very well. But anyway, that's that piece of information. But just going on with the list of products that are remedies that are highlighted from Natural News, they're saying the evidence saffron is a miracle product, like so many, many, many other outstanding things. But the other one they come on to mention is ginger. Of course, very few people make, or mothers, I grew up with a mother used to make stuff and make cakes and make all sorts of stuff for food. But ginger comprises, it says, use a hot ginger compress for fast pain relief to speed up healing process. Okay, but you can take it internally or externally. A hot ginger compress is exactly what it sounds like, a compressive piece of cloth soaked with hot ginger, like a poultice, I presume, in hot ginger water and applied to the skin. Utilizing ginger, is in this form can greatly benefit anyone suffering from physical pain, well, arthritis, I presume. And it's according to naturalhealth365.com. That's one of his old sites. It's still active. It's part of Natural News. The benefits of a hot ginger compress include speeding up the healing process, etc., etc. And they give a whole recipe on it. But if people go on to naturalnews.com and put in hot ginger, it'll come up for them as an article. There's a lot of detail on the article. But just update the screen, right? Put a few dots in here. Okay. Researchers look at coriander as a potential treatment for diabetes. Another one from Natural News, Elaine Costello, writing this article. And she's saying a study published in Herbal Medicine, Open Access, looked at the potential of coriander as a treatment for diabetes. This was done by reviewing previous studies that have been published regarding the effects of coriander on animal models and with diabetes. We'll give it a technical name as well. Diabetes mellitus is a condition wherein high levels of glucose are present in the bloodstream. This is caused by inefficient glucose production or resistance to insulin activity. Studies have shown that over 150 million people are suffering from diabetes worldwide, all the different types. Well, the genuine research said there's now five types. There's not just type 1 and type 2, there's five types, and three or four types are very mild forms, and they can be arrested and got rid of with the right treatment. Although there are existing treatments for diabetes, some of them have been linked to side effects such as nausea, upset stomach, weight gain, and tiredness. In addition to these, some medications for diabetes can cause kidney and liver complications. This is big pharma's remedies they're talking about. These unwanted side effects call for the exploration of potential treatments in all forms of herbal medicine. Coriander is a plant that originated from the Mediterranean and Middle Eastern regions, but can easily be grown in different conditions. Its leaves and seeds are commonly used for cooking because they are aromatic property. Aside from this, coriander also contains various compounds that make it a potential treatment for various diseases, such as diabetes. And it goes on in fair amount of detail about this. But that article said other benefits of sustained coriander are regulating blood pressure, preventing allergies, aiding digestion, improving eyesight, strengthening bones, and treating mouth ulcers. So again, a stunning product that's natural herb that can do these kind of things. But this is the article that Mike Adams has two videos on. I'm going to go to black cumin seed in a minute. Okay, eating lots of onion and garlic improves your health. Coffee makes your brain younger. That's a new one on me. Six health benefits that make eating pomegranates a wise choice for life. It helps the thyroid. Anyway, just jump to this one here. To stop growing cancer, change your blood. And it's called Opt Out of Cancer. There's three videos on realvideo.com. Real.video.com. Real.video. That's the new version of YouTube. And it's growing at about 500 entries a day going up on it. And Mike Adams does some very, very comprehensive, genuine videos. And he also runs the most high-tech laboratory in the United States for testing every substance of food and drug on the planet. And he's fully licensed to do that, and he's fully trained to do it as well. So this one is headed to stop growing cancer, change your blood. Opt out of cancer, part three. Well, I'm doing it back to front here, but on realvideo.com or on Natural News, if you type in opt out of cancer, OPT, opt out of cancer, you'll see the three videos, and they are very, very good references of what is the legitimate, painless treatment for cancer. And he's saying here, nearly everyone is giving themselves cancer every day by eating cancer-causing foods and using cancer-causing personal care products in their skin. Well, American women's cosmetics are some of the worst in the world. They're as bad as Chinese ones, which is laced with lead and all sorts of stuff. Because when your body absorbs processed foods, beverages, air pollution, and chemicals, all those toxins go into your blood because your blood makes new blood every day. Okay, and truthfully stated, most people living today are tumor farmers. Yes, they're growing tumors in their bodies without ever knowing it. But their entire process can be reversed by changing your blood. You can turn cancer-causing blood into anti-cancer blood by changing what you eat and absorb. He's not talking about a blood transfusion. He's talking about just updating your inputs to your body, giving your body all the chance to do what it needs to do. Once you have anti-cancer blood circulating in your body, all your living cells are bathed in anti-cancer blood. That's what he's calling it. I'm sure it has a technical term as well. This eliminates cancer tumors and halts the cancer process from progressing. He's talking about cancer doctors, at least half of whom are medical criminals, practicing barbaric medicine on innocent victims, lie to patients and tell them the best treatment is to add even more poison to their cancer-causing blood by treating them with chemotherapy. Well, chemotherapy has been exposed for the last 5 years as being an unnecessary horror story. Chemo drugs are extremely toxic. They turn an already toxic body into a deadly cocktail of devastating, harmful chemicals. Most patients who die of cancer are receiving chemotherapy. After receiving chemotherapy, actually die from the chemotherapy, not the cancer. Okay, but of course that never goes with the death certificate. Oh no. In part three of my bombshell new video, this is Mike Adams talking, of course, called Opt Out of Cancer, I explain all of this in clear, scientifically backed language, revealing simple truths that about beating cancer that even most cancer doctors refuse to admit. It says you can choose to live life free of cancer. That's a hell of a statement, but he can back it up and prove it. Opt Out of Cancer is the first course in a new series posted on optoutuniverse.com, a new website. You'll catch it on naturalnews.com, but he said he has about 100 websites, Mike Adams, on technical information. Optoutuniverse.com is another one. A new website based on stunning philosophy that most bad things that happen in the lives of people are things they inadvertently did to themselves. With the proper knowledge, people have the choice to opt out of negative outcomes, okay, and reclaim their freedom and health one simple decision at a time. And he goes on to give the site. But that is an outstanding information site attached to Natural News and realvideo.com, which I reckon will be as big as YouTube within 3 or 4 or 5 years. And here's another one they're saying... That's Adam. He's got a very good writer, a couple of writers. I refer to them here all the time. Isabel Z. Zinc is cancer's worst enemy. This mineral is key to preventing cancer, scientists conclude. And she goes on to say, consuming zinc might be something that you only think about when cold season approaches, giving it stellar performance in keeping the common cold at bay. But its value extends far beyond preventing this relatively innocuous problem to something far more serious, fighting cancer. And a couple of pages there. Researchers from the University of Texas at Arlington have discovered that the important role zinc can play in preventing cancer, especially the ESOPHAGE variety, although past studies have indicated zinc had protective effect of these elements. When it comes to cancer, it wasn't clear why. A team of researchers led by Associate Professor of Nursing Zupan, Ziupan, decided to investigate further. They found that zinc has the incredible ability to selectively stop the growth of cancerous cells while leaving normal cells intact. Researchers say their finding could help improve treatment for many types of cancers, even provide some insight into how it might be prevented. Pam pointed out that many cancer patients have a zinc deficiency. Sure. It was like the discovery, and then Mike Adams has backed it up. Magnesium, 300 milligrams of magnesium, can help people stay out of the dark pit of depression. That's one tablet a day, 300 milligrams of magnesium, which we all need. We're all deficient in minerals. So we're talking about food and nutrition here, not medical treatment. But everything to do with natural news is about nutrition. It's a significant discovery. And this is just interrupting myself. The pharmaceutical industry, Crime Incorporated, are trying to get pharmaceuticals named as food, and therefore that they control all information on food, and they would try to get at people like Mike Adams and Natural News to put them out of business. But they are worse than the mafia. It's a significant discovery. Cancer is now the sixth leading cause of cancer death in humans globally, and it's a type of cancer, and the average 5-year survival rate for those with diseases is less than 20%. In 2016, Natural Cancer Institute reports that the disease took the lives of 16,000 people in the United States. Next, researchers would like to study how the signals between zinc and calcium are linked and impact one another in hopes of further refining treatment. Okay. Zinc deficiency is a serious problem. It's needed for many of the proteins and enzymes in the body, and a lack of zinc can prevent cells from functioning properly, leading to development not only of cancer, but other diseases. Well, we're all massively mineral deficient. That is the core problem. And diet and nutrition, these dietitians that roam around hospitals, I've seen them myself a few times I was in hospital, they know much about nutrition as a turkey. And doctors, I think it's 2 or 3 hours in their medical training they deal with nutrition. How about that? Zinc is an essential mineral, which means the body is unable to produce it, and people must get it from food to maintain the high amounts, according to the National Institute of Health, NIH. Adult men need 11 milligrams per day, while women need 8 milligrams. It's important not to overboard, however, and the NIH reports that zinc toxicity can cause adverse health effects as well. Okay, and it says that which foods contain zinc? Well, it's usually exotic foods like oysters, etc. A few good choices include crab, beef, lobster, pork, beans, chicken, cashews, chickpeas, and yogurt as sources of zinc. But anyway, another strong natural import nutrition, which is what that website, 30,000 articles on it, natural news, and each one of them are riveting stuff. And also they cover about demonic legislation and the activities of Big Pharma and Monsanto and GMOs, etc. But it's one of the best access websites for education. I can't think of a better one. But and I said we've covered that black cumin seed oil as these miracle properties of healing joints, etc., etc. And I was kind of overlapping on that one. But and they said basic information that Elaine Castillo, one of the Natural News writers, is saying eating lots of onion, garlic, and ginger improves your health. Sure, well, garlic is one of the best things for the heart and for men who are over 50, 60. I do try and eat garlic, but there's many ways of cooking it. But most people, you can't eat it raw. It's pretty severe. But it should be just added to numerous type of foods. But she gives an article here saying onion, and it gives her technical name, garlic and ginger are common species that are added to our food. But they are more than just that. A study conducted by researchers from NorCali Science and Technology University. Where the hell is that? Have proven that these species have potential use in preventing diseases caused by free radicals, different chemical reactions in our body, such as the metabolism produce atoms and unpaired electrons called free radicals. We're going into really technical articles, really for students here. But simply, they always knew that garlic, onion, and ginger, outstanding foods, absolutely outstanding. But and one here, I've never seen this before, the coffee. Vicky Batts, she's a regular writer on medical matters. Coffee makes your brain younger. Well, that's a new one on me. Research shows that by normalizing stress hormones, coffee reverses memory deficits. I don't think you do that on its own. Do you start your morning off with a cup of coffee or two? Okay, I'll get to this for wrap up in the next few minutes, the last few minutes of the program. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Started, but I give commitments to things. Sometimes I fall down on them, but each week I will give a good half hour, maybe an hour, on the health benefits of natural food and herbs, and I have endless quality references as well as reading out all the attacks on our health. We can balance it up by talking about remedies for health and medicine. But one of them here I'm surprised to see is coffee is good for your brain. And Vicky Batts writing this article, and she's saying, do you start your morning with a cup of coffee? Well, it'd be hard to get a good, strong black coffee here, I was saying to Ken. They use this white filtered paper filtered coffee, which attacks your kidneys. It's rotten crap. And the amount of cafes are charging £1.50 around most parts of the UK. £1.50, that's $2 for a mug of black coffee. And Greggs, that's a takeaway place around Britain, thousands of outlets. But to get good quality coffee at a reasonable price, the best thing is have your own in the car and a flask. But I'm at war with these people that are ripping people off. They're London prices. Should not be charging those prices in rural towns. So coffee's costing about 20 pence to put on the table in the first place. But under a pound would be, okay. But very good. Anyway, so do you start your morning off with a cup of coffee, she says here. Most people do. The research continues to show that caffeine can have many great health benefits beyond coffee. Coffee's reputation for offering an instant pick-me-up. Scientists have found that caffeine and its analogs may actually help stave off age-related cognitive defects. While coffee may give your brain a boost in the short term, it seems that the cerebral effects of coffee are actually quite long-lasting. This is news to me. Published in the Journal of Scientific Reports and Nature, a recent study has shown that in animals, I don't know whether it's in animals, caffeine actually counteracts age-related cognitive defects. Conducted by a cohort of Brazilian researchers from the Institute of Medicine Molecular in Lisboa, associates from INSEEM in good old France, and collaboration team, a coffee plays a role in brain aging receptor. Abnormal expressions of the, in the animal models, the team found that using caffeine analogs blocked the ATA receptors and stress-related. We don't need to know that. Anyway, she continues, we found that by altering the amount of this receptor alone, neurons from the hypodermis, good Lord, I didn't want to finish on technical jargon today, but there you are. But coffee, at least it's not a toxic poison if it's made properly, that's for sure. But a coffee percolator would be the business. But the thing is to have your own at home. But I'm a prolific boycotter of these people who overcharge stuff, but et cetera. But anyway, we'll make that an operation next week to have the best part of actually remedies part of the program. And it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week for the report, and we'll talk to you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.